Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, friend, there is joy in the well of God's heart for you today. In Isaiah 12, he tells us, "Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, 'Praise the Lord!' And the best bucket to retrieve that water." I want to tell you, the best bucket to, and it's not the bucket list, the best bucket to retrieve that water is the one that says give. And that's what we are to do on this earth. We are to give. Give in joy, give in peace, give in prayer, give to those who may not have their act together, but God is seeing that they're going to come together with you in His family. We're part of a beautiful family of God. And I want you to recognize, you may feel lonely today. You may feel like no one cares, but you are part of a great family of God. And I want you to know that. Kimberly and I want you to know that you are loved by God Himself. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And Kimberly, we need to recognize that every day. I may be alone, but I'm not lonely. That's one thing that I have really discovered.
Yes.
Yes.
When we really allow ourselves to meditate on the truth that God is with us at every moment, that we can't hide anything from Him. He knows every detail about us, every thought. He knows it all. And when we allow Him to love us right there, then we don't hide from Him anymore.
That's right.
We don't try to hide any thoughts. We don't try to do something on our own, in our own strength, or even come up with ideas and think something through without Him.
Because He knows it all anyway. Mm-hmm. He knows our thoughts. So it's best just to get it out and be honest with God. Oh, it really is. You're so right, Kimberly. And we're still talking about that miracle that happened on Sunday when they shouted, "We got Him." It seems like all the networks are talking about the daring rescue from the mountains of Iran. And the more details we receive, the more we realize it was a miracle from God and an airman's determination to live, fight or flight. It's just, he was there and he was determined that God would give him the strength, even with all the bleeding, even without food. I'm sure that he had just a little bit of water, but may not have had that. And then I think of Esther and how for 3 days, the whole nation fasted for 3 days.
Food and water.
Food and water.
I can't imagine that. Mm-hmm. I get really thirsty after 12 hours of not having any water.
Yes, I do too. So he and the pilot are now in Germany getting the medical help they need. We know that prayer was a major part of this rescue from both the airmen and those who took part in what is said to be the greatest retrieval in military history. It's like the head of the CIA, John Ratliff, tells us, it was like looking for a grain of sand at the beach. And God answered prayer in such an unusual way. And we say with the airman when he made contact, "God is good." God
yes.
is good.
We he say that so right good. Along with him. Yes.
Yes, we
May
do.
The whole earth declare God is good.
God is good. This week, I've got to remember, we have a meeting on Saturday. Wow, that comes up so quickly. But our meeting is April the 11th. That's this Saturday. And if you'd like to join us around the breakfast or brunch table, it's brunch now, 9:30 is brunch. And you can call us for reservations at 1-877-917-7256. And then we go to my home for songs of praise to our Lord Jesus. He has risen. He has risen indeed. And 11 o'clock will be a Bible study. So remember that this Saturday, April 11th.
I'm looking forward to seeing this group. I wasn't with you last month, but every time I'm here, Holy Spirit shows up in beautiful ways, and we have the best fellowship. If you haven't been and you want to join us, call that number, 1-877-917-7256, and we'll give you more details on where the restaurant is and where the house is.
That's right. Amen. And our memory verse for this week is from Joshua 1, verse 8. And in the Message translation, Joshua 1:8 is, "And don't for a minute let this book," excuse me, Kimberly, you read it.
Okay. "And don't for a minute let this book of Revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure that you practice everything written in it. And then you'll get where you're going."
That's right.
"Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take."
Oh, praise God. That's wonderful. It's so good to know him. Oh, friend, if you don't know him, all you have to do is say, "Father God, I receive you into my heart. I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. I know you're giving me a new heart, and you're going to give me a fresh start." Mm. That's all we have to say. It's a beautiful time of the year to actually do that. When Passover has been going on, and it happened on Sunday with Resurrection Sunday, everything seems to be culminating into a beautiful expectation of Jesus returning to this earth.
That's right.
Yes.
And you may have had a relationship with the Lord for a long time, and you might be praying for some of your loved ones and people in your circles. We have some good news for you today. We're talking about Rahab today. Is it time?
Yeah.
Is it time?
Yeah. Oh, this is a beautiful story. Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead and get us started in there.
Okay. Well, the Bible, as you know, is full of controversial subjects and things that appear opposite of what God is trying to say to his people. We find different ways of saying things, and that's why there are so many different denominations in our world today, because some people get an idea of this is true and then that is true, and you get a group of people together and then you realize, well, we'd better start a church on what we believe, and because we don't believe like our old church believes. So they get into a controversial opinion of who God is and who Jesus Christ is. And friend, we got to go to the Word. We got to go to the Word with everything.
We used to have a real focus on birds of the feather flock together, finding your company of people. We used to be really focused on that a number of decades ago. And I think in trying to find our company of people, that's how all these different denominations started popping up. Oh, that's more how I believe. So let me go connect with them.
Yes.
But we have missed out on really understanding each other's hearts. Mm-hmm. And it's not time for more conflict. It's not time to find people that will just be agreeing with you, or people that you agree with, but to listen and to hear others where they're coming from.
That's right. Oh, it's so true, Kimberly. And God wants us to know that he is a God of forgiveness and mercy, wanting to bless his people. Verses saying that we are on his mind and how he wants us to prosper is all over the Old and New Testaments. In Joshua 2, we are introduced to a woman who is paramount and vital in the deliverance of the people of Israel, in destroying their enemies, and in the lineage of the future Messiah. Yes, she's in the lineage of Jesus, and she lived in the city which was the first to be conquered in Canaan, and that city is Jericho. In Joshua 2, verse 1, the Bible bluntly calls her a harlot named Rahab. There it is. She was a prostitute. Mm-hmm. She was a prostitute.
Yeah.
When the two Israelite spies came seeking refuge. And I'm wondering, Kimberly, does it say they crawled up the wall because she had a scarlet rope hanging from the wall of Jericho?
And that was afterwards. They told her, put this scarlet rope in your window, and that will be the sign to us that this is where we will not do any harm to anyone that's in this window, in this home.
But so do you remember how they found her?
No, it doesn't say how they found her. You could leave that up to your imagination. Yeah, well. Like, how did they find this prostitute? And the Lord had a plan even for that. He had a plan for the way they met and how she would believe mm-hmm. on the Lord.
Yes.
And how they then would have someone to help them sneak out.
Yes, hide
and be
them
rescued.
At first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then sneak out.
Beautiful plan.
Oh, when the two Israelite spies came seeking refuge, Rahab made a decision that changed her life. One little decision, folks, will change your life. She hid the spies and lied to protect them. God did honor the covenant he made with Abraham in Genesis 12, verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse.
Yeah, I think it's good to see that she was showing compassion mm-hmm. to a people who were considered her enemies.
That's right.
But she was showing compassion
yes.
and hiding them and wanting to rescue them. God is always going to see that act. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you don't have the name Jesus on your lips, mm-hmm. he's going to see that act as one that is aligning yourself with his heart because he has a heart of compassion.
Yes. So Rahab confessed a truth that revealed the motivation of her heart. And she said these words, I know that the Lord has given you the land. And that's where she was living, in that mm-hmm. land, that Canaan land. And I wondered, Kimberly, if there had been a discussion in her home, or was this pure revelation from Holy Spirit himself?
I imagine if there was a discussion in her home, and I have to imagine it this way because
it's
of
happened.
My own home, my family members, right? I have to imagine that if there was a discussion in her home, that not everybody was on board with mm-hmm. what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody wanted to show kindness to these spies. Not everybody wanted to gather together, maybe, in her home to be rescued when it was time for the Israelites to come and conquer that city. So it's possible that at least one or two of her family members were in disagreement with her.
Yes.
But, you know, this is the good news. If you have family members that have not been on board with who you are and your faith in God, and they don't want to have anything to do with your God. Mm-hmm. This is what Rahab did. She announced to her family and to God, these are my family members that I care about.
Yes.
And he allowed all of her family to be saved.
Yes.
You and your household shall be saved when you yes. believe. It's you. Mm-hmm. You are the one who gets to pray for those loved ones, and he hears that you and your household are saved.
Yes. I think we've limited God too much.
I know we
have limited when all things are possible to those who believe. All things are possible. Do you have that saying on your lips today, my friend? Because if you do have some loved ones that are contrary, they're obstacles even to your lifestyle, we can say all things are possible, Lord God, because you love me and you believe in me, and I'm going to believe in you, that you are going to have my loved ones in your care and in your hands, and I don't have to worry. Mm-hmm. That worry goes out the window when we know that God has them.
Yes, and so much of that worry is simply because we don't approach God as our friend. He wants you to be his best friend. You are created to be his best friend.
Oh, that's so good.
I am created to be his best friend. How would you talk to your best friend? I'm sure you have one. If you don't have a best friend, at least you have imagined a best friend and how they would listen to you mm-hmm. and how they would interact with you and how they would accept you
yes.
and be with you no matter what. Well, this is who
that
God is to us.
Yes. So this confession of God, and, you know, her heart skipped a beat when she saw the spies from Israel. I'm sure she did. And this confession of God giving the land of Canaan to Israel is shocking. Rahab, a Canaanite woman steeped in pagan culture, recognized the sovereignty of Israel's God. Her faith was not the result of some mystical tradition. She had heard of the Israelites' miraculous Red Sea crossing and their military victories, and she consequently believed in Israel's God. Rahab chose allegiance not to her city or her gods, but to Yahweh, a name that Kimberly and I love to use in reverence.
Yes.
Praise God.
Want to stay connected to Freedom Street? Get the Freedom Street Express newsletter delivered straight to your inbox. Explore our Voice of Freedom blogs and dive into Darren Carmack's teachings, all at freedomstreet.org. Or just email us anytime at hello@freedomstreet.org. Freedom Street is a listener-supported ministry with no sponsors, and your donations make it possible for us to stay on the air sharing the good news of our freedom in Christ. Thank you for standing with us.
Oh, and we're talking about Rahab. Her decision was risky. It was. Treason against Jericho could have cost her not only her life, but that of her family. Yet Rahab's faith led her to protect the spies, plead for her family's safety, and hang, you were saying it, Kimberly, hang a scarlet cord from her window to identify her home for Israelites' protection. And the cord itself echoes the Passover lamb's blood smeared on the doorposts of Israel homes to protect them from the death angel and from God's plague of death of all the firstborn males prior to the Jewish people's exodus from Egypt. And it also foreshadows the Messiah's blood that protects us from bearing the penalty of our sins. Oh, Kimberly, we could go on and on and on with this. But that's what Rahab understood, that that cord would save her and her family. And that red, that blood, that wonderful cleansing redemption of Jesus Christ has saved our lives from death and hell.
Yes.
Oh, praise God.
You know, I heard something, and I should probably look into this a little bit more before I even mention it. But
okay.
But I just really like even the concept of this. I heard that when the sacrifices were made by the Jewish people, the Israelites, according to what the Lord had given Moses, that pattern of sacrificing the goats, the lambs, the bulls, when those sacrifices were made, there was one specific sacrifice where they would tie a red ribbon or cord around a goat's neck, put their hands on it, say that it was carrying their sins, and send it out into the wilderness.
Yes.
And miraculously, this is Hebrew tradition, and that's why I probably need to look into this mm-hmm. more.
But I believe you're true. It's true, yes.
But according to Hebrew tradition, miraculously, that red cord would become white on that goat out in the wilderness. And 40 years, let's see. Well, you know what? This is the timing part that I that I really need to look up. But there is a writing, some writings that people go back to. So it's not just tradition. There's actual proof of that continuing on after the death of Jesus. There were plenty of Jewish people that were continuing to sacrifice animals mm-hmm. because that's been part of their history for
that's
so
right.
long.
Yes.
But the timing, that year that Jesus passed away, there's somebody who wrote about it when the temple was destroyed in 70 mm-hmm. AD. So mm-hmm. that's 40 years after Jesus died. Mm-hmm. So that's where that 40 year came from, what I was talking about. Somebody wrote about how their sacrifices no longer would, that red cord would no longer turn white for them.
Because
isn't that interesting?
The blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so they started recording it mm-hmm. 40 years before the temple was destroyed.
Yes.
There's records of how that was no longer turning white.
Oh.
That miracle was not happening anymore. But it's because of the miracle of our Messiah, Jesus.
Yes.
Who
yes.
took all the sins and washed us clean. We no longer need any other sacrifices on our part.
That's right. Well, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, as John was saying in John. Well, when Jericho fell, Rahab and her family were spared. But the story doesn't end there. That's what I love. Rahab married a Jewish man, Salmon. And from this union came Boaz. Boaz married Ruth, who birthed Obed, who was the father of Jesse, who was the father of King David. So Naomi actually became a grandmother to Ruth. It was just... for Ruth's baby. It's just amazing, Kimberly, how when we let go and yield to God's ways, everything works out together for good. It truly does. It does.
That's right.
And generations later, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah of Israel and the whole world was born through this line, Rahab. So a pagan harlot became a matriarch in the lineage of our Savior. What a beautiful picture of God's matchless grace. God did not merely forgive Rahab. He blessed and exalted her. Her past did not disqualify her. In fact, she is a heroine of faith in Hebrews 11, Kimberly. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe. That's
so beautiful.
Good. And went on to reveal her works of righteousness through Jesus Christ. James 2:25-26 affirms her works as righteous and uses her to illustrate that faith without works is dead. And I realize that I have seen works as something than the works of righteousness. But there are works of righteousness that we do, and that's believing, and believing the best instead of the worst. I believe that's really part of the works that we do, is believing.
Yes, it is having our mind changed.
Yes, it is.
And allowing our opinions to be flexible, moldable, mm-hmm. malleable mm-hmm. in our Father's hands.
Yes. So how often... Do we invite God to reconsider how we view ourselves and others? How often do we let shame hinder our own walks with the Lord? And how often do we let it affect how we perceive our brothers and sisters in Christ? You look at a brother who has been an alcoholic before, well, I hope he doesn't fall again, instead of thinking the very best of him and thinking the very best of people who have come out from the gutter.
You know, that's good. That's something to reflect on, is when we have experienced something or we've heard someone else has experienced mm-hmm. something, then we might have a fear that comes up that it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
happens in a lot of areas in our lives. And we want to be able to defeat that fear. Don't be in fear of that, but go ahead and approach every individual and every situation as if we're covered.
We're covered. Amen. And we should not think, you know, when's the next shoe going to fall? If mm-hmm. we have experienced failure or loss in mm-hmm. our lives, we have to overcome that by the very blood of Jesus, my friend. We do. We cannot stay in those places. And we are mistaken if we assume that God uses only the polished, the pure, or the squeaky clean. Those people do not exist.
Thank you. That's right. They do not exist. If we think that we've been kind of squeaky clean, if we think that we're polished or pure, we are deceiving ourselves.
There is
plenty of pride or criticism or other things in our mind that we just simply think about that are just as evil and mm-hmm. dark and mm-hmm. stinky as anything else that we might see with our eyes.
Amen. Yes, it's so true. So Rahab reminds us that God sees beyond human labels. Her inclusion in Jesus' genealogy declare to the whole world the same truth God imparted to the Apostle Paul. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Friend, remember that. You don't have to get strong and mighty and go to the gym every day and do all those things. God is there to supply every need in your life. And Rahab should challenge us to be bold and take risks as believers. Her faith was not passive. It even risked death. Her example for us should encourage us to walk in bold obedience to God, that we may someday hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Yes, you know, even when we have been given a task or a challenge in this life to walk out, I was thinking about how Matthew, he plans his route every day because he wants to not waste time going back and forth from one account to, he wants it to be,
smooth transitions.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he plans it. And then he allows a feeling to nudge him to turn differently. He allows that to happen.
That's so
good. That's a small way to practice really listening to God and becoming obedient to him. Mm-hmm. I have another friend who was very challenged to sell his home and his vehicle and quit his job and become homeless on purpose. That was his choice. And he did it out of obedience. Now, just because you may be challenged to do these things, like make a turn that you wouldn't normally mm-hmm. make in your vehicle, or something as huge as selling your home and your vehicle and quitting your job, that's huge.
That's huge.
But you have to hear from the Lord. You want to be obedient to him and him alone. And just because he asked you to do that for a certain moment in time doesn't mean that that's going to be permanent. It doesn't mean that he's going to keep interrupting every time you drive to or from your job. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that he's going to keep you homeless for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. He's just seeing if you have an obedient heart. Mm-hmm. And when he sees that in you and is able to walk with you and you with him, so aware of him because you have been obedient to him, it opens up a whole new realm of revelation, of friendship, of joy, of peace, of calm. If you are needing these things in your life, then try practicing obedience in small areas so that you know that your God is talking to you and you are giving everything to him, obeying.
Yes. No longer my will, but yours be done, Father God. I thank you for listening today. I hope you got something out of the story of Rahab. Beautiful story. Oh, and she lives on in the New Testament, and she will live on forever and ever. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in